Today, we have some very exciting news to tell you. Tate's trustees have great pleasure in announcing the first phase of the new development of Tate Modern, and it will open next summer when London will be the focus of worldwide attention for the London 2012 Olympic Games. The launch of Tate Modern's exciting new spaces and programmes will be part of the London 2012 Festival, which will form the centrepiece of the Cultural Olympiad. This is an important moment. Once fully completed, the new development will represent the most important new building for a national arts organisation in the UK since the creation of the British Library in 1998. It starts with the Olympics, but will build momentum beyond. It involves the single largest fundraising campaign from private sources ever undertaken in the cultural field. Tate Modern is already the most popular modern art museum in the world. Our aim is to make it better still. It plays an enormously important role in giving us confidence in our contemporary culture and inspiring creativity. It stands as a defence against all that remains ugly and unimaginative within our country. It's a storehouse of contemporary imagination and ideas, which is available free to everyone, no matter what age they have or what background they come from. Like the original Tate Modern, the new building has been designed by Herzog and de Meuron and will present a striking combination of found industrial spaces and 21st century architecture. The first phase includes the opening of the former power station's spectacular oil tanks, enormous circular spaces, over 30 metres across and 7 metres high. These massive chambers, originally built to hold 1 million gallons of oil, have lain unused since the power station was decommissioned in the 80s. They'll be transformed into what promises to be some of the most exciting new space for art in the world. Phase one also includes a series of further galleries providing a range of new spaces for works from the Tate collection and back-of-house facilities to support the programme of live performances. These spaces are complemented by recently reconfigured state-of-the-art learning spaces which open to the public in May this year. The rest of the building, which we plan to open by 2016 at the very latest, will provide further floors of galleries, allowing 70% more display space for Tate's collection and programme. Over the last 10 years, the collection has not only grown considerably in number, but it has also developed in other ways, reflecting broader changes in contemporary art. Film, video, photography and live performance have become more essential strands of artistic practice, and artists continue to embrace new technologies. The building will also allow visitors to engage more deeply with art as well as creating more social spaces for visitors to enjoy at Tate Modern. There'll be a public terrace on top of the new building, providing panoramic views across the city. The building will also provide a new entrance on the south side of Tate Modern, creating a new route from Southwark straight through the building, across the Turbine Hall, over the Thames, to the City of London. New gardens and public spaces will be created from the surrounding landscapes. The opportunity to complete the first phase of the building has been made possible by a number of major donations to our campaign, which together have helped us raise now 70% of the total capital costs of £215 million. At this stage, we're not going to name those donors as they wish to remain anonymous. Although we have still some way to go to complete the campaign, to have come as far as we have at a time of such economic uncertainty is no mean achievement. We've been encouraged and inspired by the commitment of our supporters to date, and I'm delighted to say that we are still in discussion with many others. Finally, if I may, on behalf of the board, I'd like to thank our director and all our staff for what they're doing. Tate's outstanding staff have made an extraordinary contribution to our success. Together, the whole Tate family is driven forward by a passionate belief that audiences across Britain deserve access to the very best of British modern and contemporary art.